Brett Allner back here on Sportsline with the Orioles Gold Glove shortstop, J.J. Hardy. And J.J., congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
How does that sound, Gold Glove winning shortstop?
It's awesome. I mean, it's something that, you know, I've told you throughout the season how much it would mean to me, and I never really expected it to happen. And when I was told, it was, you know, it was a thrill to me, and I'm honored.
It's interesting, and you have told me that a lot, and going back to even last year, and you could have won it last year, and I think Cabrera beat you out, and it was something when even you talk about, maybe more so than any other stat, 30 home runs, all-stars, whatever, that your ears just perk up because something I know how hard you've worked on, and really, I think when you become a power-hitting shortstop, the glove kind of gets overlooked over the years.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I haven't looked at myself as a power-hitting shortstop. I mean, I felt like defense was the reason that I got to the big leagues with Milwaukee. I definitely wasn't a great hitter when I was coming up. It was more that I could just catch the ball and, you know, make the routine play. And I've always taken pride in it. I think even since, you know, Little League, had I gone, you know, 4-for-4 in Little League but made an error, I would have been in a bad mood after the game. And it just kind of carried over until now.
And do you remember those early scouting reports coming up through the minors? And then, of course, you were a highly drafted guy. Do you remember what they said about you defensively with the glove?
I think always that it was defense. Like, we knew that he could play defense. We just didn't know if the bat would pan out. And I think that was always kind of the scouting report on me. And, you know, I think that's what that's why I've focused so hard on it and worked as hard as I have, because that's kind of what got me to the big leagues. And I think it's probably what's kept me.
Now, the last 2 months of the year and in the postseason, the Orioles were a really good defensive club. Obviously, the first half, there were a lot of struggles, a lot of errors, but always strong at catcher, shortstop, and center field. Nick was healthy in right field as well. And I guess that kind of proves the point that no matter what you are in other places, if you are really, really strong up the middle, like superbly good, then it almost makes up the difference.
I mean, it definitely helps. I mean, when Manny got called up, that was kind of the big thing, solidified the whole defense, really, in the infield. And Nate McClouth out there in left field he was a previous Gold Glover. So our defense definitely got way better. But, I think that's one of the main things, is to have a strong defense up the middle.
Orioles shortstop J.J. Hardy with us here on WBAL. And for you also, all the second basemen that you play with this year, is that something maybe fans and media talk about? It's kind of overhyped, or is there a timing thing to that when you think about Omar Cantonilla, Brian Roberts, Ryan Flaherty, Robert Andino? I'm probably leaving someone out, but that's a lot of second basemen in one season.
It is. It takes a little bit of adjustment. It doesn't take too much of adjustment, just because at this level, I feel like everyone's really good, and if they can't play second base, they wouldn't be there. So I think it's an easier adjustment than people make it out to be, but it's definitely a little adjustment.
As far as your offseason is concerned, it's off and running, I imagine. What are you doing these days? Adam Jones last week said on the show that he was a little bored already, but how are you, and how's the offseason going?
Going great. I mean, got the relaxing that I need. I think the body's kind of recovered. Just this week, I started running around again and starting to get back into shape. I don't think I'll start lifting weights heavily until December, and then baseball stuff won't come around till January. But you know, this month will be, you know, getting back into shape so that I can start lifting weights next month.
Now, did you watch much of the postseason after the Orioles were eliminated?
I got to be home to watch the games, but if I was home and the TV was on, I'd probably put on that channel. It wasn't something that I had to see.
Now, how much do you keep up with the goings-ons of the offseason, not necessarily just with the Orioles, but including that, but around the league, the free agent rumors? You know, you're at a point in your career where not only are you established, but you're under contract for another few seasons. But for everybody else, the trade winds, do you follow that stuff?
Not as much as I did when I wasn't under contract. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like the last previous, you know, couple off seasons before the last off season and this one, I was always checking it out because I didn't know what was going to happen. But this year and last year, it didn't seem like I was doing it as much. I'll still keep up with, obviously, the Orioles and check out the website there and see what's going on and, you know, talk with all the guys. But, you know, I don't look at it as much as I did in the previous years.
J.J. Hardy with us here on WBAL. Now, J.J., I did see that Reynolds called you, and he said you owe him a few beers based on the fact of how many ground balls he dug out, therefore how many errors he saved from you. Are you going to make good on that?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be Beers. I'm thinking about getting him, and I hope he's not listening because it'll be a big surprise. I'm going to see him this Sunday. He put a little chip and putt golf course in his backyard, and I was going to get him a 64-degree lob wedge for that.
Wow.
And, yeah, I thought maybe that'd be something. I don't know if he needs me to buy him any more beers.
I'm glad you're reciprocating because, you know, he obviously felt good about his work at first base, which was out of this world in the last 2 months of the year. And I guess, JJ, we'll end on this. When you look at what the Orioles did this past year, where does a player feel about the accomplishments of the team and personally moving forward? So different after you lose 60-whatever game or you win only 60-something games the year before. Does it make you more hungry to get back there just to get that taste in the postseason? What does a professional athlete think after having that type of season in 2012?
I mean, it was a pretty remarkable step. I mean, usually you don't see it go from, you know, 60-something wins to 90-something wins and go to the playoffs like that. Usually it's kind of a gradual climb. But, you know, once we've done that, I feel like we've taken probably the biggest step that we need to, and now we can hopefully take a step forward from what we did this year and move further into the playoffs next year.
That is the hope. J.J. Hardy, a Gold Glove winner, the Orioles shortstop, with us here on WBAL. J.J., congratulations. Enjoy the offseason, and we'll talk soon.
Well, thank you very much.
That's J.J. Hardy. We're back with more next on WBAL.